Hey everyone, it's Ryan here with Cardinal Aviation. Welcome to episode number 25 of the audio briefings. We're a quarter of the way to 100. 25. Yep, I'm good at math. You betcha. Today we're going to keep it a little bit more punchy and fun. I know the last couple episodes have been fairly technical and heavy, but in celebrating 25 episodes, we're going to go over 25 things the pros do that you should too. And I reached out to a couple of our coaches. I asked them to give their items. So I'm not going to get into explaining each one. I mean, each one could be its own episode in and of itself. So without too much explanation or commentary on my part, I'm going to go ahead and in no particular order, read off for episode number 25, 25 things the pros do that you should as well. So here we go. Number one, be consistent. Do things the same time every time. Historically, cockpits and creativity don't mix. Number two, be intentional. Fly with purpose. Whether it's training or operational, what's the goal for this flight? How are we going to achieve it? And how are we going to measure our success? Number three, be knowledgeable. Know your aircraft, know the rules, and know the environment. Review this stuff often and with intention. You can see a theme here. It's being intentional. Number four, be in control. An aircraft should never be in a place that it wasn't intended by the pilot. And number five, be in command. The responsibility for safety of the flight is yours. Know your limits and stick to them. Don't let your schedule, your passengers, or ETC push you into making decisions that exceeds your own personal limits. This one sounds obvious, but it's a killer and it's harder to practice than it is in theory. So that's Justin's list of five items. That brings us to our next coach, which is Bruce Nickmans, and he adds another 10 to it. And Bruce is a little bit more succinct, and they're fairly point form. And here it is. So number six to our list is use checklists correctly. Number seven, rehearse emergencies. Number eight, maintain situational awareness both inside the aircraft and outside. Number nine, stay proficient and current. Number 10, use CRM, crew resource management, and that does include ATC. Number 11, declare an emergency if you have a significant issue. You can always cancel it. This is a big one for me, and if the thought even crosses your mind, I wonder if this is an emergency, just go ahead and declare it. And we can do a whole episode on this one, and I will because this is one of my favorite topics. Number 12, monitor weather and always have a plan B and even a C. Number 13, respect the aircraft limitations and know your honest limits. Number 14, you are the only one who can say, no, I'm not flying. Use that power wisely. And number 15, never stop learning and improving yourself and your skills. So these are, again, are in no particular order. You may see a little bit of double up from one person's list to the next, and that, I mean, take note of those places where there is overlap, because it means that more than one professional pilot agrees on a certain thing that is absolutely critical to the safe operation of an aircraft as a professional. So keep those in mind. So we are 15 into the 25 things that the pros do that you should too. And we'll follow it up with, this is my list, and it might be a little bit ATC heavy, but it is what it is. So my list to finish it off, number 16. This is my big thing in the airplane. Center the heading bug. Lead every turn with the heading bug. So even if you're flying in a nav mode, if the airplane is going to make a turn, your heading bug needs to arrive on that heading prior to the airplane. And what the pros do, and they do it all subconsciously, is they'll go so far as to turn the heading bug and set it on the heading that they think the aircraft is going to roll out on, taking into account the wind correction for the desired track in the flight plan or in the FMS. So centering the heading bug, leading every turn with the heading bug. Number 17, verbally call altitudes as they are set and as you're leveling. So If you're cleared to 8,000, put 8,000 in the selector and say 8,000 set. And then whatever your personal SOP is, leaving 7,000, 7,000 for 8,000. And maybe 100 or 200 below, you can call 200 below and leveling. So being aware of your altitudes. Number 18, calling the score. So the scoreboard, we talked about it in episode 24, and that is anytime you press a button for your flight director or autopilot, looking at that mode annunciator panel and making sure that what is displayed is the button that you pressed, and not just going with the tactile thing. I press the button, therefore it has been engaged. Make sure you check the score on the scoreboard. The next one, number 19, using tools as reminders for things that need to be completed. So one of my favorites is if I've got a checklist that isn't completely finished, I take the checklist and I put it right in the throttle quadrant so I can't even go touch the throttle without the reminder that something is left undone. Another thing that pilots do, the pros do as a reminder, is they use the landing lights to confirm whether or not they have a takeoff or a landing clearance. So you're cleared for takeoff, landing lights go on, then they're off usually for the flight and they come back on with a landing clearance. So using little tools like that as a reminder. Number 20, monitoring destination and alternate weather en route. So printing it off and looking at it in the pre-flight planning stage is great, but use the tools you have, calling flight service en route, make sure you know what the weather's doing at your destination and at your alternate so that you can make wise decisions. Number 21, listen before transmitting. So the pros listen before they transmit. Very rarely do you hear the pros stepping on other people on the radio. This one's definitely a double up, number 21. Having a plan B and or a C, so planning, and being flexible, ready to change that plan. Number 22, I've so lost count, I'm probably out of order, but you guys get what I'm doing here. There's three more left, so let's switch it up here. The third to last is correcting controllers with tact. So I know controllers like to think that they're the gods of the sky, and you know, the same with 747 captains. We all think we're pretty important, but you know what? No matter what your role is in this industry, mistakes happen. And if that controller says, you know, turn right heading 090, and it is pretty obvious that it should have been a left turn, go ahead and, you know, respectfully, I just want to verify that was a right turn, or would you like us to go left? If you're approaching the final approach course and you haven't been given a turn to final, you know, chime in and say, hey, are we going to get a turn to final? There's nothing wrong with correcting controllers if you're unsure. The second to last, the pros always know their fuel state. So at any point in the flight, from takeoff to at any point in cruise to the top of descent, the pros always know how much fuel they have, how much fuel they should have, and how much fuel is remaining. And lastly, verifying clearances without hesitation when they're not sure. So if you've been given an altitude or any sort of clearance by ATC and you're not sure, let's say it's been 5 minutes and you didn't write it down, which is no problem, and you're even just a twinge unsure, just key the mic and just say, hey, I just want to confirm we were cleared to 9,000 or 9,000, I should say. And I can guarantee you pretty much every time the controller is going to say, yeah, it was 9,000. Thank you very much for asking. So make sure you verify things that you're unsure of. There's no bonus points for guessing and being wrong. So those are 25 things that came from Justin, Bruce, and I, and that list could go on, and I'm sure there's people that have other things they would add to it. So why don't you let me know if there's something else you would add to that list, something we missed. Go ahead and comment on our website underneath this podcast post at www.cardinalaviation.ca/blog, or you can email us info@cardinalaviation.ca. At the end of the day, we're all here to learn from one another. That's why we do this. We just want people to be safe. And one of our greatest joys and one of the greatest things that our professional pilots and coaches bring to our clients is trying to instill some of the systems and procedures that work in commercial airline and aircraft cockpits in an effort to allow our general aviation clients to enhance the way they fly and to be more comfortable, to be safer, if you will. So get in touch with us if there's anything that you want to add to that list. If you're a professional, whether you're paid or not, let us know. If you want any other information on Cardinal Aviation, www.cardinalaviation.ca. Follow us on Instagram at Cardinal Aviation. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, on Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast. Just go hit that subscribe button and you can stay up to date with our latest ramblings. I kind of had a bit of a moment this afternoon. I've got like five topics I want to cover, so I'm going to really try to get them recorded and show a little bit of restraint so I'm not peppering you with these every single day. So we're going to space them out maybe 3 to 5 days, and we got lots of good stuff coming, lots of relevant topics based on conversations I've had with pilots at the airport and in the airplane over just the past week alone. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you for staying with us for 25 episodes. Subscribe. Let us know what you think, and until next time, fly safely, never stop learning.